I'm Heidi Holton. Today is June 19th. Juneteenth. It's a celebration of the end of slavery or African-American emancipation in 1865. It is a great day to have some deep conversations about racial injustice. We heard earlier in this hour from Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison about what happened in Duluth on Monday, June 15th, what happened this week, but what also happened 100 years ago. We are excited now because we get a chance to talk to Kim Green. She is the co-chair of the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial, and they are a nonprofit organization with a mission to foster racial justice and promote healing and reconciliation in our community. Kim, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. So, Kim, let's name these three men that the organization you're a part of is commemorating: Elias Clayton, Elmer Jackson, and Isaac McGee. Who were they?
Those were three gentlemen that worked with a traveling carnival or circus. And a white woman said that she was raped. And the police gathered all the black men that were in the carnival down by the lake. And asked her to pick up the one she accused of raping her. She would not do that. She did not pick out anyone. And but the men were jailed, and the community broke them out of jail and then hung them from a light post. Then the circus traveled on further up north, and they ended up following the carnival further up north and ended up accusing another person that worked at the carnival and charged him and prosecuted him. And that's why we were honored and happy to see that Max Mason's pardon was pardoned this week. And that's the gist of it.
You know, it's a hideous part of our history, but we should know about it. There was also, I mean, to make it even worse, crowds gathered, right, at this lynching, and they had postcards?
Yes, there was about 10,000 that gathered to witness this, and then after they took the pictures that they had took of these gentlemen, they sold them like postcards. Yep, you're right. They did do that.
So, originally, go ahead.
That's horrific.
Yeah.
They took the picture. I don't know if anyone has ever seen this picture, but it's horrifying. And then they sold them as postcards. Think about that.
That's just, you can't put words to that.
Mm-mm. So, you know, this was going to be such a big event on Monday, 2020, 100 years since this had happened, but we're living in a different world. So how did your organization change up what they were going to do, and what's going on for the future?
We had to do a lot of events virtually because of the COVID-19. But I think it went really well, considering we've never had the experience doing something like this. I think it went excellent. We had a conference Monday with the governor and the lieutenant governor for the pardon for Max Mason, the guy that was accused and arrested and prosecuted for the rape that never happened. And then today, this evening, they're going to have a peaceful protest. And they're estimating around 2,000 people will be there. It'll start at the memorial, at the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial, and they will be marching all the way to City Hall and down the Bayfront.
So, Kim, this is John Bauer. What's the memorial look like, and where is it located exactly?
Well, it looks like it's just three men just standing there, looking out in the public, and it has a little garden, and it's a place that's peaceful and well kept.
We're talking to Kim Green. She's co-chair of Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial. Kim, why are you involved in this? What draws you to this kind of work?
I joined because I wanted to see address some of the racism that was happening in my community. And I wanted to be peaceful and civil about it, so that's why I joined. But also because I was born in Duluth, and I didn't even know about this lynching until I was like 18 years old. And when I heard about it, I heard it from my parents, but I heard about the details from the community, the white community. It was weird now that I look back. But, yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Why? It's so important.
Now, let me tell you why I stay.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
I forgot. Sorry. So I stay now is because when I first joined, 35 community members that are now called the Alabama 35 went down to the nationwide. There's a museum of lynching victims from every state that's been documented down in Alabama. And after going on that trip, I just knew I was going to stay and really address and try to expunge racism in this community.
And how's it working in the Duluth community?
It's a struggle. I have to be honest. It's a struggle, but I'm hopeful. And now I'm really hopeful because of the current events that are happening in this country and in this state. So I'm feeling hopeful because young people are really speaking out and speaking up. And I think it's making a difference.
Tell us about the organization, Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial. You do a lot of things there.
Right. The existence of this memorial is to enable everyone concerned with human dignity to pause and reflect on an unspeakable past incident, but also to look forward to a just and equitable future for all.
What kind of programs? There's some things for youth, right, that you work on?
Correct. Yeah. We have we provide driver's ed for people that are becoming first-time drivers. So we pay for their driver's ed course so they can get a license. And we have a scholarship fund where we give a student $2,500 for college. And we have an annual dinner, and we do a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, what are you, when again is the peaceful protest? When is that happening?
That's tonight at 4 p.m.
Okay.
It starts at the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial, and I think they do end up at Bayfront Park.
Okay.
It's a peaceful march.
Well, Kim, is there anything else you want to tell us? Did we miss anything?
No, I think I covered everything.
Well, I hope that we can keep in touch about what you and your organization are doing, and I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Kim Green, co-chair of Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial. You can find more information at claytonjacksonmcgee.org, paying for driver's ed and helping out with college. Lots of things going on there in Duluth, and that peaceful protest beginning at 4 o'clock today.